Okay, as frightening as it might be, we are holding pretty close to Chodesh Elul. So we're going to start the halachos and the kitzur about the dinim of Chodesh Elul. And that is in Siman Kuf Chav Ches. The kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes as follows. Merosh Chodesh Elul ad Acher Yom HaKippurim Heima Yimei Ratzon. From the beginning of Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur Heima Yimei Ratzon, those are called the Yimei Ratzon. That's what we generally call the Yimei Ratzon in our general terminology. Even though during the rest of the year HaKadosh Baruch Hu also makes sure to be mekabel someone's tshuva, it's not only during these days which are called the Yimei Ratzon. The Ribbono Shel Olam accepts our tshuva all year long, not specifically during Elul. Still, says the Kitzur Mikal Makom, Yamim Elul Mubcharim Yoser Umuzimanim L'tshuva LiYosem Yimei Rachamim Yimei Ratzon. These are generally known as more Yimei Rachamim, more Yimei Ratzon than the rest of the year. Meaning what? Even though a person has the opportunity to do tshuva any day of his life, still these days are considered more mesugal, more set aside for this mitzvah of tshuva. Kibrosh Chodesh Elul Ala Moshe Al Harsina LeKabeluch Hashnias V'Neshtar Sham Arba'im Yom. Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up at the beginning of Chodesh Elul, he stayed there for 40 days to get the Torah, and then he came down on Yom Kippur, and that is what this signifies, these 40 days. So we're going to discuss a little bit about this mitzvah of tshuva. It seems the Ramban writes that the Pasuk says in Parshas Nitzavim, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, which means, says the Ramban, this is not only a nevuah of what's going to come in the future generations, that there's going to be a time when everyone's going to be shavel Hashem Elokecha, says the Ramban, no. This is a mitzvah midaraisa. The Ramban says this is one of the Tariq mitzvahs that a person has a chiyuv to go ahead and actually be involved in tshuva. He has to bring himself back from those averes that he has done. That's the way the Ramban explains that pasuk. And therefore, the Ramban, in going in that line of thinking, the Ramban explains that the pasuk says, Ki ha-mitzvah azos asher anochi mitzavcha ayom, lo niflesi mimcha, lo rechokahi, lo vashamayimi. So the Ramban writes, many Rishonim say that's talking about the general laws of the Torah. Ki ha-mitzvah azos, don't think all the mitzvahs are so far away from you. Don't think they're so difficult to be mekayim. A person should try as hard as he can to be mekayim all the mitzvahs. Says the Ramban, no, ki ha-mitzvah azos is going on the mitzvah of tshuva. That's referring to this mitzvah only. And therefore the Ramban says, lo niflesi mimcha l'rechoki, it's not so far away, it's not so distant, it's not so difficult. And he says that that's what the end of the pasuk means, beficha uvelvavcha la'asosa, that everyone has a chiyuv not only to do tshuva, he has number one beficha, he has to do vidui bepeh, uvelvavcha, he has to do tshuva belev. He has to understand what he's saying, he can't just do lip service, and he has to really speak it out and be serious about his tshuva. So that's the shita of the Ramban, that there is a mitzvah esei midaraisa to actually go ahead and do tshuva. The Acharonim point out that from the Rambam it would seem that there is no such mitzvah. He doesn't count it as a mitzvah midaraisa. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, Parak Aleph, that really the only mitzvah of tshuva seems to be, the Rambam just says by matter of fact, he says that when a person is doing tshuva, so he has to do vidui bepeh. Sounds from the Rambam, he doesn't count this as a separate mitzvah on its own to do tshuva. It just seems like there's a technicality. When a person wants to do tshuva, he has to do it with vidui. But he doesn't say explicitly that this is a mitzvah on its own. So the Acharonim point this out, and they're a little bit bothered by it. All the Acharonim talk about it. And the Meshech Chachma writes in Parshas Devarim that he thinks that really, what's this all about? So he says that this is not going to be counted as any specific mitzvah on its own. Why? Because really, we have a mitzvah to do all Tariq mitzvahs. If a person transgresses any of those mitzvahs and he doesn't keep them properly, he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, so now it's upon him to go ahead and make good for what he did not do. So says the Meshech Chachma, that's why the Rambam doesn't count this as a separate mitzvah, because this is really a chelek in all the other mitzvahs. My Rebbe Rav Asher Weiss once pointed out, he told me that it could be that the Meshech Chachma really means that the mitzvahs are not supposed to be just a simple action that a person does. It's not an activity that he's supposed to be involved with. Like, you know, on sukkahs we have nothing to do, so we'll sit in the sukkah and we'll shake lulav, and on Pesach we're going to eat matzah and do a seva and eat afikam. That's not the way we do it. He says that these are really avenues, these are really ways for a person to get a kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he says, there's a mitzvah in the Raisa L'davka Bo. We all have a mitzvah in the Raisa to make sure we're as close to the Ribbono Shel Olam as we can. So whenever a person does an Aveira and he doesn't do the mitzvah that he's supposed to be doing, he's breaking that mitzvah. That mitzvah L'davka Bo, which is mutal on everyone at all times, that's what he's supposed to be doing. So the Chiv of Tshuva is really a chelek. It could be what the Meshech Chachma means, that it's really a chelek of this mitzvah L'davka Bo. That we have a responsibility, we have a Chiv to really make sure our connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam is very serious and very strong. And when a person breaks that by doing an Aveira and by not doing the mitzvahs he's supposed to do, so he is, in turn, he's really not taking seriously that chiyuv of l'davka bo, and that is where the chiyuv of tshuva might stem from, possibly. So that's what he wanted to suggest. There is another interesting point in the Rambam. The Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Beis that a person, he goes through all the different steps of tshuva, what a person is supposed to do, and the Rambam writes, Tzarech lehisvados v'sfasa v'lomer aninos elu shegamer b'libam. A person has to say explicitly with his mouth, it's not enough to have tshuva b'lev, to think that he did something wrong, or to think about coming back to the way he's supposed to be acting. Says the Rambam, a person has to make sure that he does the vidui v'peh, that he actually speaks it out with his mouth. So, the Achronim have a famous kasha on this, that the Gemara says in Kiddusha and Daf Mem Tes, a person who's Mekadosh and Isha, he's allowed to make all sorts of tanaim as long as he says the right type of tanaim that works with the tanaim that generally work in the Gemara that we discuss. So the Gemara says a person is Mekadosh and Isha, and he makes a very strange tanaim when he's Mekadosh and Isha. He says, "I'm only being Mekadosh you al Menasha and Itzah the Gomer." And the Gemara says this guy is known in the town as the Rasha Gomer. He's the town villain. He does everything wrong. He's stealing from everybody and he's doing everything wrong. So says the Gemara, what's the halach of a person, there's a Mishnah there, what's the halach of a person of Mekadosh and Isha, Amanash and Itzah the Gomer, and it turns out he's a Rasha Gomer. So says the Gemara, Choshesh and the Kiddushin. What do you mean? This guy is known, he's been arrested by the police a million times. He's the town villain, he's doing everything wrong, yet we're going to say Choshesh and the Kiddushin because possibly he's a Itzah the Gomer. How could it be? This guy's the known Rasha in the town. So the Gemara answers that no, Shamahir b'tshuva. It could be that the guy thought about doing tshuva. So therefore, we might consider him a tzaddik gomer, and his kiddushin is a good kiddushin. Ask the Achronim, what do you mean? The Rambam writes over here explicitly, a person, in order to be mekayim his mitzvah of tshuva, has to go ahead and say it bepeh. He has to do vidui bepeh. It's not good enough to be mehar b'lev. So if that's true, that you have to do it bepeh, so what does the Gemara mean? The Gemara says, a person is mekadosh and isha, amanasha and tzaddik gomer. Turns out he's a Rasha. So the Gemara says, rechoshesh the kiddushin. Why? Because maybe he's a tzaddik gomer. How do you do tshuva? Says the Gemara, shemahir b'lev. How could it be Mahar Tshuva B'Lev? The Rambam says that it doesn't help. He has to do vidui with his mouth. It has to be b'peh. So that's the Achronim's kasha from that Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Tes. So my Rebbe Rav Asher Weiss once in the same discussion, he once wanted to suggest a beautiful pshat. He thought that, and my father told me once that the Rav Soloveitchik also has similar type of idea. He wasn't coming to answer this kasha, but he has a very similar idea. That really there are two parts of Tshuva. The Pasuk says, So it seems from the pasuk that there are two halakim of the tshuva process. One is ki bayom hazeh yichaper aleichem. One is the kapara that a person needs. He did something wrong, so now he has to make good for what he did wrong. That's step number one. Okay. Step number two is lefnei Hashem titaru. That's different. Once a person gets the tshuva and he gets a kapara for what he's done wrong and he feels bad and he does vidui and whatever steps he wants to take care of himself and get him back on track, then he has the other step of lefnei Hashem titaru. He has to make sure he purifies himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What does that mean? If a person does something wrong to his friend, to his spouse, to anyone, to his boss, so the obvious first thing a person has to do is say he's sorry and show that he really means it. But after that, you really have to work hard to get the tahara, to get yourself that relationship that you used to have. That's not going to be so simple. That's the tahara process. So it seems from the pasuk that there are really two different stages. There's the kapara and the tahara. So Rav Asher Weiss wanted to suggest, possibly, that this that the Rambam says, that you have a chiyuv b'ficha, that you have to go ahead and do vidui, you have to say vidui b'peh, that's only for the tshuva aspect. That's for the part of getting the kapara. However, for the tahara process, hakol toli b'lev. A person wants to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wants to actually have a kurva. He wants to have some sort of relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So for that, we look at a person's machshava. We look at his lev. We want to know, does he really, really want to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, or does he not? So he pointed out that if you look in the Gemara in Yuma, and the Rambam quotes him, and Shulchan Aruch also, that there are different types of averis that one can do, and there are different types of tshuvas that he needs. Different types of kapar. So the Gemara says, if a person doesn't, if he's over an essay, if he's over a lav, if he's over a misas bezdin, if he's over a chiv kares, all these different stages of what a person, how chamer and avera a person can do, and what type of steps of tshuva he has to take to get over that hurdle. So for some things, the Gemara says, he just does tshuva, that's good enough. For other things, the Gemara says, a person needs yisurim. For some things, the Gemara says, he needs yom kippur plus yisurim. For some things, the Gemara says, yom ha-misa is mechaper. So how could it be? You're going to tell me a guy does an avera chamura that only yom ha-misa is mechaper, right? We have such a thing. Rambam quotes the Gemara. We have such a veris that only Yom HaMisa is Mechaper. So the guy's going to be thrown away from the Ribbono Shel Olam for the rest of his life? Is that possible? I can't have a relationship for the rest of my life because this Yom HaMisa is stopping me from getting my tshuva done? It's impossible. So he wanted to suggest that possibly a person can make that relationship again. It's possible to have a tahara even though your tshuva might be lingering. Your tshuva might take a little while till you get it done. Maybe you need Yisurim, maybe you need Yom Kippur, maybe you need a Misa, but you can still have that relationship. You can make that tahara process happen. And he brought a riot to this because the Gemara says in Yevamos, fascinating Gemara, the Gemara says that if a person does a Avera Chamura and he's Bar Leish Hashish, and now he has a Mamzer. So says the Gemara, there are very few Averas in the Torah where we brand you and we say, Mu'uvas lo yachal iskom. Person's over this Avera, there's no way of turning back. You made such a horrible situation from what you did, there's no way to correct what you've done. So he said, the Gemara still says over there in Yevamos that the son, the Mamzer, has to be Mechabed, his father. I should be mechabed my father? What do you mean? There's no din kibud av on Aviv Rasha. So why should I be mechabed my father? The Gemara tells us that this is one of the averus, a person who does an iser arayas, and he has a mamzer that comes out of that relationship. So that's an avera me'uvas le'yachal iskon. He can't fix it. He brought a mamzer into the world. There's no way to get around it. Yet the Gemara says, I still have to be mechabed my father in such a case because he's still considered Isa Maisa Amcha. He's considered a tzaddik. So how could that be? He did an avera that's horrible that he can't fix. Yet we still are mechleiv and keep it av because he's considered a tzaddik. He's considered Isa Maisa Amcha. How could that be? So he said, Al Karchot, you have to say that over here the person cannot get a kapara because he's stuck. He brought a mamzer into the world. Okay, so that kapara process can't happen because he got himself stuck in a horrible situation. But the tahara, to make the person into a tzaddik, that's up to him. He wants to renew his relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He wants to bring himself close again. He wants to get that tahara process through and through, so that we can do. And since the person might have brought himself back on track and made that relationship back with the Ribbono Shel Olam again, therefore the son is mechuyev to be mechabed his father because he's considered an osem ma'aseh amcha. He's considered enough back in the track that we expect him to be in that now the son has to be mechabed him. So again, we have the Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Rambam. The Ramban writes that there's a mitzvah, esei mideraisa, for everyone to do tshuva, that he learns from the Pesukim and Parshas Nitzavim. The Rambam seems to disagree and hold that there is no mitzvah explicitly to do tshuva. The Meshech Chachma wants to write that it's really a part of other mitzvahs, that each mitzvah that a person does not fulfill properly, he has to go and make sure that he goes back and does that again. We suggested possibly that that's a chelek avlu dovkabo, because the mitzvahs are not just a way that a person's supposed to act, but it's also a way of building a relationship between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So possibly that's a chelek of the mitzvah uledavka bo. And then we went into the Rambam about vidui v'pet. The Rambam writes beferish that a person has to do vidui straight out with his mouth. He has to say it out. It's not good enough to think about the averus that you've done. You have to say it that you have charata and you have kabbalah. A person has to say it straight out with his mouth. To which we asked the kasha from the Gemara Kiddushin. And then we brought this yisoy that there's really two parts to the tshuva process. One part is this chelek of kapara, and the other part is the chelek of tahara, that even though a person sometimes might have to wait for his kapara to come, still, the tahara process is a possibility. The way that a person can make that relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam is still in his realm. Which brings us really to the next point, that now that we've established that there really are two different types of, two different halakim of tshuva, there's the kapara process and there's the tahara process. There's a person making good for what he's done wrong. That's number one. But there's also the tahara, the relationship part of it. That brings us to a different fascinating point, which is as follows. We saw in the Kitzur that really there are 40 days which are designated for the Yimei HaRatzon. That's what the Kitzur calls it. The Yimei HaRatzon Ma'a Slichus. So the Svardim, as we know, start saying Slichus already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And Ashkenazi Minig is to wait till later, which we'll discuss. We'll get there later in the Kitzur in these halachas. But it seems from over here that there's something specific that we give a special significance to these 40-day period that we find ourselves in now, from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur. That's a 40-day period, which we give a very special significance. We call it the Yimei HaRatzon. It's very special days. So it's fascinating. The Kitzur writes that this is based on Moshe Rabbeinu going up to get the Torah, that he stayed in Har Sinai for 40 days in order to be Mekabel the Torah. It's fascinating that if you look into all the different times when we have this sequence of 40, we'll come out with a really fascinating point here, and that is as follows. We find, number one, what the Kitzur quoted. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai 40 days to get the Torah. Okay? Sounds arbitrary. The Ribbono Shel Olam decided he wants to take him up for 40 days have this special relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. Good. So he's going to keep him 40 days. Comes back with the Torah. Another place we have 40 days is where? Mabul. Right? The Rabbeinu Shalom takes Mabul like he had this morning. I don't know what was going on, but the Rabbeinu Shalom takes a Mabul and he brings it down onto the world 40 days. Yom Velayla, 40 days straight, then he stops it all of a sudden. Seems strange. Arbitrary. Rabbeinu Shalom just decided 40 days. Why don't you wipe it out for a year? 365 days. Good. Keep that in the back pocket. The Rabbeinu Shalom, where's another case? By Nineveh. He sends Yonah to go give the Nevuah to Nineveh, and he tells him, go make sure you tell Nineveh you guys have done terrible chataim. Od arbaim yom. I'm going to destroy the whole city. That's it. We're done. We have 40 days to do tshuva. Yonah decides he's going to run away with the whole story there. So the Gemara discusses many different aspects, but we don't find anyone pick up on this fact that it's the same 40 days that he found by the Mabul. That's the 40 days that Yonah's telling them. You have 40 days to make sure you get back on track. Otherwise, the Rabbeinu Shalom is wiping you out. The Gemara Nida Daf Lamed tells us that when a woman is expecting a child, when she has an embryo, so the Gemara says Arbaim Yom is considered a vlad. Before that, we consider it Maya Ba'amah. The Gemara says it's not really a significant child. We don't look at that as any sort of balchai. However, after 40 days that it's been developed in the mother's stomach, now it's called a child. That's no longer Maya Ba'amah. It's really called something significant, which has nafkaminas for Hilchos Nida and for everything else, but that's one thing we find in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Menachos Daf Tzadi Tesem and Beis, a very similar Gemara, but it says that the neshama of a person also is generated in 40 days. It takes 40 days for that to be processed. Just like it takes 40 days for the body to actually come through and become a real person, so too it takes 40 days for the neshama to be created. So that's another case we have. And then we have also by Arbaim Sar in the Mikvah. Person has to go to the mikvah to be matar himself from all sorts of tumas that he might have, unless he needs paraduma, but the 40 sa in the mikvah is what a person, that's the absolute bare minimum that a person needs to go ahead and be matar himself in the mikvah. So that's another case. And finally, I know it's getting a little stale, but finally, the one last case we have is our Arbaim Yakenu. The Gerarye writes, by the chiv to give a person malchus who's over alav, says the Gerarye, we give him Arbaim Yakenu. So says the Gerarye, what's this all about? Which will really tie this all back in together. What's this all about? What's the Arbaim Yakenu? Why do we pick arbitrarily 40? Why don't we hit him till he dies? Or hit him till he's about to die, the Gemara says in Makus. And then he'll learn his lesson. He'll never do it again. He'll really do tshuva that way. Says the Gerarye, what's this 40 all about? The Gerarye writes in Parshas Devarim, the 40 is all about, that's what you see in the Torah, is what can transform a person. One thing it can do is it can wipe out the past. People have done terrible chataim before the Mabul. The Rosh Hashanah says, I need 40 days in order to get rid of what happened before. If I don't want 40 days, it's not going to get rid of all the tumah that was going on in the world. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Shalom sends a Mabul, 40 days. Nineveh, the Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to destroy you. You have 40 days to figure out what's going on here. If we don't rectify what has been going on in this town, you're going to be out of here in 40 days. That's it. You have 40 days to wipe out the past. And the same goes in the opposite way. It can also transform a person to be someone new. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva,
Meraglim
is 40 days.
What's that?
It's a great question. I hadn't thought of that. That's great. We're going to get back, maybe. Huh? So one second. Let's just get back to what we want over here. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Hilchos Chadal and Hilchos Tshuva. The Rambam writes as follows. He says that when a person does tshuva, he's mishanes shmo, kolomar shani acher ve'eni oso ha'ish, sha'asa osan ha'maisim. A person, what's tshuva all about? He's saying, eni oso ha'ish, I'm not this person anymore. I'm wiping that past away. That is all history. That's not me anymore. I'm now mishana my shame to be someone new. So you see, the Gemara says in Nida, like we said, the way to be create a vlad, the way to give significance to a new personality, the way to build the new neshama, the Gemara says in Menachos also, is through the 40-day process. Not only do you need 40 days to wipe out the past, you need 40 days also to create a new future, to create a new individual. So that's possibly what this is all about over here. The Yemei HaRatzim, which the Kitzur talks about, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes also, is really these 40 days that we have, starting Rosh Chodesh Elul till Yom Kippur, it's very significant. As the Gerarye tells us, that's why we also give a person Arbaim Yakenu, because that's the way to be hofech him, to change him from a Adam Rasha into an Adam Tzaddik. Put this all together, that's why we really have over here a very opportune time from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur to find ourselves a whole new shame, as the Rambam says. A person has to say to himself that he's Mishana Shmo, Shani Acher, Ve'ini Osa Ish, Sha'asu Osam Hamaisim.